This is Chairman Del Dio dictating an attorney letter to Bill Byers, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Byers, per the request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, James Miller, please note the following medical letter, period. James is J-A-M-E-S, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R. On May 19th, 2026, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 65-year-old male, height 6'2" tall, weight 258 pounds, who was involved in a fall injury on January 13th, 2025, period. This occurred in the Scottish Rites parking lot, period. There was ice. The patient tripped and fell backwards. He hit his head, period. He had nausea, dizziness, comma, headache, comma, pain in his right knee, comma, and back pain, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day he is still experiencing right knee pain, comma, headaches, comma, and low back pain, period. New paragraph. In reference to his right knee, he states that he did have physical therapy, medication, and two injections, period. His knee has been very swollen, period. His pain is worse with activity, period. The pain is approximately 4 hours per day, period. It is a piercing-type pain, period. The intensity of pain varies from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. It is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. In reference to the headaches, he was told he had a mild concussion. He did have a history of prior migraines that have been aggravated since this accident, period. He was treated with medication, period. The location is in the occipital area, period. It is worse with noise, period. The duration is 9 to 11 hours per day, period. It is a throbbing and piercing type pain, period. The intensity varies from a good day of 3 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. New paragraph. His low back pain was diagnosed as a herniated disc, period. At least that is what he was told by his treating doctors, period. The pain is constant, period. It is a piercing and stabbing type pain, period. The pain intensity varies from a good day of 4 out of 10 to a bad day of 5 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the left hip, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day. He was seen at VA emergency room, period. He was treated and released and diagnosed with a concussion, period. They did perform x-rays, CAT scans, and MRIs, period. Approximately 1 week later, he was seen at VA primary clinic. He was seen a few times and referred to a neurologist at the VA, period. He was seen several times and prescribed Topamax, period. He was also seen at the VA clinic in West Lafayette for physical therapy for his knee and back, period. He was seen at VA orthopedics a couple times. They did injections in his knee, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. He has problems walking over 2 blocks, comma, standing over 5 minutes, comma, lifting over 15 pounds, comma, sitting over 45 minutes, comma, sports such as cycling, jogging, and basketball, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, and he can only sleep 3 to 4 hours at a time, period. New paragraph. Medications including topamate, comma, medicine for nightmares, comma, hypertensive medicines, comma, hyperlipidemia medicines, and vitamin D, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes topamate, over-the-counter medicine, and exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for migraines, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, vitamin D deficiency, and erectile dysfunction, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals surgery to the right thigh, left knee, in keloids in his abdomen, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the right knee was never injured, period. He had a benign tumor removed of his right thigh, period. In terms of headaches, he had migraines in the past. And this fall injury aggravated his prior migraines by 45%, period. Now his headaches are more frequent, period. In the past, before this injury, it was one or two times a week. And now, because of this fall injury, are 5 to 6 times a week, period. The pain is also 45% worse, period. The patient has not had prior head injuries, period. The initial cause of the migraines was witnessing a traumatic event, period. The patient has not had prior low back injuries other than an automobile accident in 2019, period. He has not had prior fall injuries, period. He has had 2 automobile accidents in the past. None were serious, but one had treatment to the low back in 2019 that was treated for 6 months of physical therapy that did not result in permanency or residual, period. The patient has not had prior work injuries, period. New paragraph. Patient's occupation is that of a social worker in outreach, period. He had to change occupation to case manager, which is less physical, period. The patient missed 5 days of work because of this fall injury, period. New paragraph. Upon review of medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Emergency room report, dated January 13th, 2025, presents with a chief complaint of fall on the ice, striking his right knee and his head on the bumper, period. States that one episode of vomiting after the episode, period. Also complains of pain on the lateral aspect of his right knee, period. On physical examination, abnormalities noted, including tenderness to palpation of the right knee with minimal swelling, period. Impression, 45-year-old male with mechanical fall on ice secondary to tripping who presents with a head injury and knee injury, period. Head CT and plain films ordered, period. Will discharge home with Tylenol, Naprosyn, and Zofran, period. Discharge diagnosis is fall with head injury and knee pain, period. CT of the head. Impression, no acute intracranial hemorrhage. Knee to view x-rays. No fracture or significant malalignment, period. End of report. Physical therapy note. August 29th, 2025, referred to physical therapy for right knee pain, status post-fall, small meniscal tear, and chronic left knee pain, period. Patient referred to physical therapy for knee pain and back pain, period. End of report. Physical therapy progress note, July 30th, 2025. He was evaluated by this provider in March for low back pain, period, doing some of the exercises for his back, period. Knee pain is anterior and lateral, period, worse since he fell last winter, period. Active problems include 1, low back pain, 2, headache, as well as knee pain, period. End of report. Physical medicine rehab note, dated May 23rd, 2025, referred back today for his right knee pain, period. He had a fall last January resulting in right knee injury with some swelling and debilitating pain, period. His pain is still lingering, period. His right knee pops and gives gives, but so far no falls from the buckling, period. He was seen by physical therapy last March for his low back pain, which was aggravated due to his knee pain period. Assessment, knee pain, status post-fall with possible small meniscus tear, low back pain, exacerbation from above, period. Procedure, left knee injection, period. End of report. Neurology clinic note, May 15th, 2025. Referred for headaches. Added Topamax, period. Complains of low back pain, comma, knee pain, comma, headaches, period. End of report. Progress note, physical therapy consult, March 6th, 2025. Veteran reports ongoing back pain for some time off and on, but ongoing since he fell on black ice on February 13th, period. Complains of acute exacerbation of his chronic low back pain, period. Prevents with subacute exacerbation of back pain since fall on the ice, period. End of report. Primary care note, February 4th, 2025. Has been seen in the ER after a fall on ice, period. He has also called with increase in his low back pain lately, period. End of report. Administrative note, January 22nd, 2025. Patient requesting a follow-up ER visit following a fall, period. Injured his back, comma, knee, and headache, period. End of report. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing the IME, have found that all of his treatment is outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the fall injury of January 13th, 2025, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination today by me, Dr. Mandel, the patient presented with an abnormal gait due to this injury, period. Examination of the skin revealed an unrelated 14-centimeter vertical surgical scar of the left knee, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Cervical examination was unremarkable with normal thyroid, period. Auscultation of the heart, regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs, clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Thoracic examination, unremarkable, period. Lumbar examination revealed palpable tenderness and loss of the normal lumbar lordotic curve, period. There was diminished strength, period. Lumbar flexion was diminished by 26 degrees, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 72 degrees right and 86 degrees left. Examination of the left knee was unremarkable, period. Right knee had 12% swelling, period. There was tenderness, diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 12 degrees, period. There was heat on palpation, diminished strength, period. Crepitance of the right knee, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished right knee-jerk reflex at 1 over 4, period. There was diminished sensation involving the right lateral lower leg, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulse is normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are 1, right knee trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and possible meniscus tear. Number 2, head trauma, comma, cephalgia, comma, and aggravation of prior migraines. Number 3, lumbar trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and radiculopathy, period. The above 3 diagnoses were directly caused by the fall injury of January 13th, 2025, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, the patient has a permanent impairment of the right knee, low back, and head with cephalgia, period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning the patient will have continuous pain and diminished range of motion in the right knee and low back, as well as persistent headaches, period. He will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the right knee and low back as he ages, period. New paragraph, future medical expenses will include the following period. The patient was advised they will need a knee replacement when he is older, period. I certainly agree with this, and obviously this fall injury would be a major contributing factor, period. Continued medication, including topamate and over-the-counter medications, will be $110 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Some injections in the knee and back will cost approximately $2,000, period. A TENS unit will be $500, period. A back brace and knee brace will cost $300 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.